This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. All right, that was a great intro interview to the NDAA from Dan Johnson of Panda. I want to thank him for that. We've been talking about a lot of things, but I've been asking people what is the biggest story that the lamestream media has covered up, what woke you up, where are we headed, all that fun stuff. It's one of those sappy end-of-year shows the day after Christmas here on the Bob Tuscan Show. And I want to thank everybody who has participated thus far, and thanks ahead to those who are going to call in this hour if you want to join us. We have troll-free numbers at 800-313-9443. That's 800-1-800-313-9443. Would love to get your take on this or anything else. We'll keep lines open for anything you like. Anything. When I say anything, I mean anything. And we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Gear, who's been waiting patiently. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Oh, fine. Nice talking to you. You put on another good show. I guess you're asking people to call in and what do you think was the biggest cover up or blackout. And I can't think of anything that was totally blacked out. It's just the way they cover everything. It's
exactly.
Basically, they have their scripts, no matter whether it's the liberal or the Fox covers it from a conservative standpoint, but they basically protect the Republicans and all the other stations protect the Democrats, and all the stations protect the government. So anyway, when I get to talking on the phone here, sometimes it's hard to collect your thoughts. And the main point I want to get is I think the biggest cover up lately has been the Assyria, how they were able to cover up who was spraying the gas and killing the people, and even Fox, who gives you some sort of a conservative perspective, but they've got the neocons, so they're busy pushing the war no matter how much evidence they have regarding it not being Assad that did the gassing, but the people that we're now arming. So I think that's the most current kind of blackout going on, instead of awakening the people to, our insidious warmongering that's going on. So
I agree. What they did with Syria was definitely interesting. They received a huge public backlash from it all. And they said, okay, well, we're going to listen to the people and we're going to make this deal with Russia and Syria and so on and so forth. And they kind of left in the background the open question that was still there. That is, who really did use the chemical weapons in Syria? And they pretended like it was all fact that Assad had used the chemical weapons. Well, it turns out
later on, according to UN investigations and other investigations, independent investigations, that it wasn't Assad at all, that it was the same terrorist that we're supposedly fighting against. And we did several shows on Syria a while back when it was a major hot story, but I think you're right, Gary. They definitely wagged the dog, as you might say, on the Syrian situation. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I think that was the first real positive thing that I can think of, that the people are waking up to our internationalist, Bilderberg agenda, and we didn't fall for it, and they expected us to go over there and bomb the hell out of them and then continue on like they end up with what they did in Libya and everywhere else. So I think that was a very positive thing that happened, and I'm calling to not let that fall by the wayside, because they're still, trying to, get us more involved to where they can take out Assad, and who knows what will end up in there. But based on their previous, look at even Iraq here just in the last couple of days, what's going on there. We spent years and years and years spending, $1 trillion to end up with a mess that was worse than when we got in there. And Libya took.
And it's continued to digress there. And Iraq's a dangerous place to be. It really is, and it's too bad. I really feel for all the people there.
The atrociousness is we've got our soldiers over there getting killed and maimed, and if America would wake up, which they are, getting for total fraudulent purposes, and this has been going on for years, and
Wait a second, Gary.
For our military, that our kids are.
You
being...
don't support the troops, man? Come on, you got to support the troops.
Yeah, I want to. Every time I see this Western guy, send your money to protect these, to rehabilitate,
support
help
the
these
troops.
Poor guys that lost their limbs, and that I get angry, because if you really cared about your troops, you'd find out that they're being used as cannon fodder for a lot of lies, and it hurts, and I feel so sorry for. A lot of kids get in the service because that's all they've got going for themselves. There's no work, and then they
actually
end up.
They're you're exactly right. They're manipulated to join the service. And oftentimes, just like in Vietnam, if they have some sort of juvenile offense that they got into, if they committed a crime of some sort and they were facing jail time, they would say, "Hey, join the military, son, and we'll abolish those." Crimes from your record that still exists, and
of
course the recruiters go after low-income areas, and they say, hey, we're gonna sign you this big check here if you come to the military. It's pathetic, but that's exactly right. That's what the military has resulted to, bribing our youth to come be pawns in their foreign policy.
And I think it's changing some. Like I say, they weren't successful in Assyria, and I just thank God for that, because, there's the Colonel Wesley Clark. There's a lot of videos on their 10-year plan and going in there and destabilizing all these countries, and it's all there for anybody who wants to research.
Yep, General Wesley Clark was quite candid when he mentioned that plan that he was privy to being at the Pentagon and observing this neocon agenda. It's all outlined out in the open, and people are surprised when this stuff goes down. Of course, Iran is going to be a big piece of that puzzle at some point, and we've heard a lot of stories about Iran this year, and most recently about Barry Sotero's talks with them, with Valerie Jarrett planning all of this ahead of time and them releasing it in the media as some sort of news, when all along they had their backroom talks going on and so forth. So you're exactly right. Hey, whereabouts in Florida are you, man?
I'm in Ormond Beach, just north side of Daytona.
Okay. Do you know Phil Restino by chance?
No.
All right, well, Phil Restino is involved with Veterans for Peace, the North Central Florida chapter, and he's local in your area. And he does a lot of work handing out 9/11 DVDs and all that good stuff. He's been on the show before. If you ever want to get active, get in touch with Phil Restino. Email me, and I'll put you in touch with him. There's a great group in Ormond Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, buddy.
What's your email?
Is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com.
Bob Tuskin Show at Gmail.
Yep.
Okie doke. I just want to make one more quick comment. You know, on the major issues like 9/11, the way the media works, we just memorialized JFK and we memorialized the 9/11 and all the media, including Fox, it was all fluff. You know, never got to the meat of any of these major issues or the things that have happened. So that's how the media basically keeps everybody, rather than blacking it out a lot, they've got tremendous amount of fluff.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum cleaner. They fill it up with enough junk so that you lose the needle in the haystack. Very true. We'll be right back after this quick break, folks.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Got another half hour or so to go. And we're taking your calls. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon, write that down. I do want to hear from you. Excuse me. 800-313-9443. From time to time, I like to listen to conscious music. And there is a conscious reggae tune called Revolution by the Roots Underground that highlights many of the themes that I talk about here on this show. And I'm going to play a bit of that song, and then I'm going to get back and finish my story and take some more calls, because I do want to hear from you about all sorts of things, anything on your mind. So we'll get to this tune called Revolution. It's by Roots Underground, like I said. And the reason why I want to highlight this is because of the themes that it talks about, and because I like to kick back and listen to music late at night. So I'm offering you the opportunity to do the same. And they do all sorts of cool music, by the way. They have Underground Farming is one of their songs. They talk about farming. In fact, I want to play that one instead. Underground Farming. It's good stuff. You know, I love gardening, and music that talks about gardening, well, that's pretty cool. So here you go.
Yes, children, are you feeling out there? Be careful what you're planting. I miss to make sure we plant some food, or else your soul gonna be starving. The music well is farming, in other higher meditation. Me know some music feed your structure. Me tell us a farming feed the nation. Well, if they're not gonna scrub, we need someone job stuff. Shots, we need some farm blocks. Don't you know, cause we no want no blood money in Babylon, they chop. It's a run, not it's a roots, fuck a regular rhythm. Revolution, don't stop. Come again.
Alright, so there you go. A little bit of music here to kick back. And it also, to be honest, gave me a chance to go grab a glass of water and check on the baby and all that fun stuff. Alright, so we're back. Tonight we've been taking a retrospective look at my past, as well as hearing from you, the listener, about what woke you up. Still want to get some calls on that at 800-313-9443. And that's 800-313-9443. We also have been talking about some of the stories this year that the lamestream media either did not cover or covered up, as they so often do, and I want to hear what your take is on the biggest story that was either covered up or not covered. 800-313-9443, and look ahead. What are some predictions that you might have of the future? Are these pragmatic predictions, or are these hokey glass ball predictions? 800-313-9443. We got an update from Dan Johnson of Panda last hour on the NDAA, which is scheduled to be signed by Barry Cetera once he gets back from Hawaii. By the way, did you see Barry Cetera signed up for his healthcare plan? Yeah, he's got the bronze plan for $400 a month that he will never use. And Jerome Cortsey was writing about how they had a problem signing him up because they could not confirm his identity. This was interesting. They couldn't confirm his identity, so he had to go back and forth, and he himself had a problem signing up for his own healthcare plan that he's not going to actually use, so he's going to spend $300 a month for it and basically waste it because he's already covered by the military. Something wrong with this picture here? I think so. But back to my awakening process. I was telling you about how I was a creature of talk radio from a young age, listening to talk radio and getting some great experience as a talk show host in South Florida, major market, at 15, 16 years old, doing my own show and co-hosting with Craig Worthing, who was the longest-running talk show host in the South Florida area. Then I went off to school, kind of forgot about talk radio a bit, although I was always a listener, and saw a few documentaries shortly after 9/11 highlighting the inconsistencies and the lies, the straight-out lies, about what really happened on that dreadful day. And to understand the physics of the building's collapse was really eye-opening. Really eye-opening. Anyways, long story short, after screaming from the rooftops, like I was saying before, and trying to tell everybody I know, hey, have you seen this stuff? Do you know about 9/11? Do you know the truth? And at that time, people were not at all interested in hearing about it. It was still fresh, so to speak, and they weren't interested in it at all. Well, long story short, I said to myself, you know what? I need a place to vent. Oh, yeah, that's right. I do talk radio. Why don't I practice? And that's what it is. It's a practice here. Why don't I do talk radio and use it as a tool for activism to get the word out on these topics and get to learn more? And here I am now, 6, 7 years later, doing this, and I haven't stopped since then. I've not stopped. Now, I've had major things happen. I dropped out of school, went to Mexico, lived off the grid for a while, took a break from the radio because I was off the grid and living in the middle of nowhere. And then I said to myself, well, I ought to come back because right now, wasting away in paradise, which I was, I lived in a beautiful location, had planted 30 fruit trees, had fresh, clean water from the mountains, and an abundance of food was able to be grown there. I said to myself, you know, I'm wasting my activism by being selfish. I had no family at the time, none of that stuff, and I decided to make the choice to come back to society and continue my show and my activism. And I did so, and I really was rejuvenated after the fact because I was practicing what I preached, but at the same time, I felt like, you know, I'm no better than the powers that shouldn't be who go to an underground base when stuff hits the fan. Anyway, since then, I've been really active, and, well, I met my wife years ago now. We have a baby and all that good stuff. All right, quick break, and we'll come back with more phone calls.
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, a half hour to go tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, and I want to keep the phone lines open for the duration. 800-313-9443. That's stroll free at 800-313-9443, and we'll go to the phone lines and talk with Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Bob. Pleasure to talk to you. First time I've gotten the opportunity. You know, I listen to a lot of alternative talk networks. I mean, all of them. I could rattle them off to you. And I know that, you know, you got the little insider rules of talk radio. You guys don't talk about other networks, other hosts, if at all possible, whatever. I'm reading a book right now by a guy named Ty Bollinger. I'm sure you know him, right?
Oh, we've had Ty on the show many times. He is a regular guest, and we were having him come on once a month, but we lost track with that, and your call will remind me to get back in touch with him to do so.
Well, I heard him on another network, man, and he's got a new book, Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia. Yeah, well, I'm about done with it. And I tell you what, I read a lot of books, so I listen to a lot of alternative talk, and I'll tell you what, this is a compendium of pretty much everything that all of us are into. I mean, it covers, it starts off in the medical Rockefeller takeover, crushing the homeopaths and, you know, pushing the pharma-based domination of medicine, and then it goes into the cancer industry, the chemo, you know, industry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it covers the whole facet of this attack. And then it gets into the AIDS myth, and it covers false flags, and it covers assassinations, and it covers, I mean, it covers just about everything we talk about, chemtrails, GMO.
I've had Ty on the show, and we've talked about all of those things. I'm glad he put it in a book, and I'm sure he did a great job. And I'm also glad that he covered the AIDS topic, because a lot of people, Robert, don't seem to understand that one. They think it's a bioweapon and all this and that, and they miss the point that HIV was not manufactured in a laboratory. It was manufactured in a boardroom as a propaganda campaign to tell people they're sick, to not address underlying illnesses, and then to poison them with not just chemotherapy, but a reject chemotherapy drug known as AZT, which is a DNA destroyer. And if I am hearing you correctly, it sounds like Ty Bollinger got that right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes into the whole, these people that get diagnosed by these faulty tests in the first place, and then they go in there and they're fine. Next thing you know, they put them on the drugs, and that's when they start exhibiting all the symptoms of AIDS. And so that's just so, you know, crazy. And then this Dr. Robert Gallo character, and he goes definitely into a lot of that.
Yeah, he's the so-called co-discoverer of HIV, who is a huckster and has profited from it greatly. He forced it on a press conference in the 1980s with Margaret Heckler, who was Reagan's health secretary at the time, the Reagan equivalent of Catherine Sebelius. And it was all done on a whim, and his dogma has remained to this very day with little or no oversight from the scientific community. It's scary.
Yeah, and, you know, so, you know, the book really took me through some emotions because, you know, it's like I really started to become aware at the Oklahoma City Waco time. That was when I was getting out of the military. And, but I kind of went back to sleep, and then 9/11 and all the aftermath is what, you know, totally, you know, threw me over the edge of even becoming aware of this whole false flag template. And Mike Piper just wrote a new book about false flag and the template, you know, and this, and it, that's really like a key to this whole thing. But then assassinations of people that witness these things is a whole nother thing that he gets into. And it, I mean, when he gets into Ruby Ridge and Waco, it brought back these emotions that I swear that it's just, it'll bring tears to your eyes, the frustration at seeing good people just, I mean, Randy Weaver's wife shot right in the head, his
and,
little
and then
boy
her child,
shot in
and
the
then
back.
His child as well. It's disgusting.
I mean,
right?
And what this stuff, you know, and then these federal agents that took part in this got the highest honor a U.S. Marshal, you know, guys get. I mean,
after they basically entrapped him to get what they wanted and then executed his family. Yeah, it's so disgusting. I remember hearing that story. I don't know if it was the first time or whatever, but if that doesn't bring tears to your eyes, Robert, then you're not thinking. You're not with it. Jeez.
Right, and then you see this same type of behavior in other governments, like Netanyahu, I think, gave some of the guys involved in the Levon affair some of these high medals in Israel. It's the same stinking template that's used everywhere when these basically a goon force takes over a nation, and then they insulate the enforcer class to where they're not even accountable, and then they even give them warrants for being stone cold killers. I mean, to shoot a woman that was holding a pregnant woman in the head and a kid, a 14-year-old kid, and then you get an award for that because you were some sort of a great sniper. I mean, this is the backward, upside down, inverse, you know, country we live in, where the federal government, this thing is, it's just so dangerous for you to even be a witness, like around all this stuff, the dead witnesses around, JFK, the dead witnesses around, 9/11, And it's just, you know, Bill Clinton's dead friends, Barack Obama. I mean, you list all this stuff. Pat Tillman, he covers Pat Tillman. He gets into Sandy Hook, Boston. I mean, Ty really just, he put it out there to where if you hand this book to somebody and if they really read it and they just throw it back at you and try to poo-poo it, then they're a hopeless cause because, I mean, it's, there's so many anomalies that he just points out in such an effective manner that, man, it's the book to hand to somebody, I think, right now at this point in time because it covers everything that all of us, you know, in this, you know, unplugged world, talk about on a daily basis on all these networks, no matter which network it is. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to get back in touch with him. He's on my short list of guests that I have on, and I will let you know when he's coming back. He's a great guy, and I'm glad you called in with your testimonial about his book, man.
All right, man. Take care.
You too. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's take Art now. Is he underground?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Art. How are you?
I think you were asking the question, the biggest cover-up of the year?
The biggest cover-up or story that was lied about.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to, if it's not the biggest one, I think it's going to be at least in the top five. But before we get to that, it's ironic that Obama couldn't get signed up for, or I'm sorry, Berisataro couldn't get signed up for his landmark legislation. But then again, not a wonder when the documentation needed to prove you're eligible doesn't exist. Gee, imagine that. Anyway, the biggest cover-up or the biggest lie? Well, let me see. We had no idea what was going on in Benghazi, even though we were sitting there watching it in live time, real time.
Yeah, that's what they say anyways. At least Hillary Clinton was, although Berisataro supposedly was already in bed.
Yeah, I'm sure he was, you know. Not like he wouldn't have been sitting there getting in a front row seat watching old Mr. Stevens get his stuff blown away. But, you know, I mean, they knew that Stevens had uncovered the whole scandal about the missing weapons and everything else. So that he, of course, he had to be taken out. This had to be, if not the biggest cover-up, i.e. lie, it had to rank in the top five. Had to.
Well, and then the conservatives, the Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannitys, they were all outraged about it. And they oversaturated the Benghazi thing to the point where it got away from some of the key points that you just brought up.
Right. And you know, and I think probably one of the most, I'm not even sure horrendous is the right word. I think maybe appalling might be a better word. Statements made throughout the entire thing was when Hillary sat there during a hearing and made the statement, it doesn't matter at this point. I was floored. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, her quote was, what does it matter, or something along those lines. I'll try to find the clip, but you're right, yeah.
Yeah, just absolutely appalling. Anyway, Bob, thanks, man.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton. What difference does it make? That's what it was. What she says, what difference does it make? How can you forget that? What difference does it make? Oh, jeez.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Right, it's the final segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, and we'll try to squeeze in any final phone calls that we have time for. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. It looks like Red Lobster is going to be closing or changing. The restaurant chain owner, Darden, who owns Red Lobster, they also own Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse, has decided to call it quits with the Red Lobster franchise. And I wonder if they're calling it quits in time for us to stop eating seafood altogether because of something called Fukushima. I don't know. Maybe that was the biggest story of 2013, Fukushima and the fallout from Fukushima. Definitely something people ought to have been talking about, but seems the lamestream media kind of forgot about it, even though it remains a problem that we all have to face. And not just us, but our children and our children's children as well. So very scary stuff. We'll go to the phone lines now and take some more calls from our beloved audience. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us for the final moments of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Let's now speak with Wes in Idaho. Hi, Wes.
Oh, hey, good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Wes.
I just had to try and call when I heard you talk about 911 in plain sight. That's
yes.
Dave Von Kleist. What happened to Dave Von Kleist?
I don't know. He was married to another
Riley.
Another personality, and I believe he left the country. I don't know.
That was my question. If you can recall... 911 in plain sight. Did a Boeing crash into the Pentagon?
I'm sorry?
Did a Boeing airplane crash into the Pentagon or not?
Well, I believe...
He covered that subject.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can go to YouTube right now and watch little parts of 911 in plain sight on YouTube. There's also another website.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go?
Who's that?
Difference at this point does it make?
What's that about? Well, what difference does it make? Are you still there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
What was that? There's also a great website that's been around a lot of years. It's called Hunt the Boeing and Test Your Perceptions. Talking about radio, I bought my first Sony shortwave radio in about 1984. I want to listen to Tom Valentine. It seems like, yeah, I did. I called into Tom Valentine a time or two. Can you recall him?
No. Tell me about Tom Valentine.
Well, he still is associated with American Free Press, a Spotlight newspaper. My event or whatever change in perspective was in about 1983-1984, I went to hear a guy named Dwayne Woods in Washington State. He was talking about the income tax, and I had no idea what I was going to go here. I was told that it was a speech about the income tax, and it was. But he spent 4 hours talking, and I didn't hardly move. I think there was a break at 2 hours, and I might have gone to the bathroom, but I went right back and sat down and listened to this guy, and he just put a fire under me about the Constitution, about, can I say this, the Christian history of America. I was an old Christian at that time. I was not raised in a Christian home. I had been brought up in the Seattle school district in 1960s, which was, better living through chemistry, let's all hang out. I went and saw every Jimi Hendrix concert there was. I mean, that was my hero back then. But once again, Dwayne Woods in 1984 caused me to go out and buy my first shortwave radio. I spent $350 for it. I mean, it was the best one I could possibly afford. And I listened to shortwave radio, and that's all. In fact, Bruce McCarthy, he's still around. He's on RBN still. I called him up and I said, "Hey, Bruce, tell us about cinderesis. I love that word." And he said, "Wow, you Wes, you've been listening a long time, haven't you? Yeah, yeah, it was about 15 years ago I heard Bruce McCarthy talk about the word senderesis. Beautiful word. It's about the conscience on man, whether he's got one or not. But anyway, I wanted an answer. Boeing crash into the Pentagon or not? And I don't know, it doesn't make all the world difference, but I don't like being called a kook or a white supremacist, although I guess if that's the way it's got to be, well, I'll try and deal with it. But hello?
Hello. Thanks for the call, Wes.
Okay.
Take care, man.
All righty.
All right, that just about does it for us tonight. And, well, I might have a second or two for another call. Probably not, though. Hey, he brought up Dave Von Kleist, who made that video, and our buddy Sovereign Man in the chat room posted one of his songs. Let's rock out to his song about the law that doesn't exist to pay income tax. It's called Show Me the Law. Here's Dave Von Kleist with his anti-IRS song.
The ground is not wet, so you can sit. That's okay. And we have some folks that are still straggling in. Now, this was a last-minute event that was the brainchild of my wife, Joyce. And
after having Elaine Brown on the radio program on Tuesday morning, we finished the program, and she says, you know, we have to keep focused on this issue. We have to keep the spotlight on this issue. Chorus.
Barely getting by today. I can't afford that loss. So if you don't show some legal obligation that I pay, put your hand back in your pocket, turn around and go away. There are folks who rot in prison because they didn't pay. And the troubles that their families have, well, they just won't go away. So many generations have had to live in fear. They dig and scrape and struggle to pay income tax each year. I've got a peaceful nature, and I don't like to fight. But you're pushing us against the wall, 'cause you won't do what's right. Well, show me the law.
Show me the law.
Show me the law. On my gasoline and for my property, a tax on all the things I buy and when I go out to eat. Sherry Jackson, Aaron Russo, Eddie Brown, and Larkin Rose, Irwin Shipp and Joseph Bannister showed we all paid through the nose. There are millions that have seen freedom to fascism this year. I suggest you quit your job, go out and find a new career.
He mentions a lot of the guests we've had on this show, Larkin Rose, Sherry Jackson. All right, that was pretty good, actually. I enjoyed his song. He did a good job with that. Folks, that does it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with Steve Starrs, our humble sidekick here, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And, well, I hope you had a great Christmas time and all that fun stuff. Love you guys. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial